The city of Tulsa could soon adopt a new special taxing district that benefits residents directly rather than a developer or company. The plan calls for four distinct tax increment financing or TIF districts at the Peoria Mohawk Business Park, with one encompassing Muncie Power Products truck part plant to be activated immediately. Officials estimate the TIFs will bring in $42.6 million over the next 25 to 35 years. Nearly $35 million would go toward housing in surrounding neighborhoods in the form of things like developer and homebuyer assistance and home repair grants. Councilor Vanessa Hall Harper represents the area and says the latter is especially important because many homes are inherited, but the new owners can't secure loans for upkeep.
And so you have a situation where homes deteriorate over time, and that's what we are experiencing, I think, in several places throughout the city, but certainly in North Tulsa. And so this is a conversation on an issue that have come up and that we've been discussing for several years.
About one-third of the more than 5,000 residential parcels in the defined project area are rated as below average condition. From the remaining funding, City Director of Economic Development Jim Coles says $1.8 million will go toward establishing the Flat Rock Creek Urban Wilderness Area.
It really could become a destination for even people beyond just the immediate neighborhood. We see that as a fantastic amenity.
And $4.2 million will go to Tulsa Public Schools Hawthorne and Whitman Elementaries.
So we would work with them to invest even more on the education side to help bring up the elementary education quality.
The city has a 10% commitment for other TIF district funding to go to Tulsa Public Schools, but it's not earmarked for specific schools. TIF districts set aside property tax revenues above a base value within their boundaries for specific projects. The plan formally goes to the City Council later this month and could be signed by Mayor G.T. Bynum around Thanksgiving. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.